Phone Boy Speaks, episode 546, Blame the Cable Company.
So the television networks in the United States, the four major ones, have formed a group which you know is total astroturf. It's pretending to be a consumer group saying, hey, the cable companies are evil and they charge too much money. Well, part of the reason that the cable companies charge too much money for some things is because, well, guess what? The networks that they keep asking for more money to retransmit the local TV channels every year. I mean, I see this all the time because I subscribe to the limited basic package, which only has the broadcast channels and maybe a couple other things that are you know simple or whatever. You know, I mean, it's basically, you know, it's like 24 bucks a month. But I mean, when I started, it was like $17 a month or 16, and this was 7 years ago. So every year it's gone up and I haven't gotten more channels, right? If anything, I'm paying Comcast the lowest amount of money I can possibly pay them and have something on my television screen. Of course I pay for internet because I actually use that and I use quite a bit of it. And, you know, the other day I discovered after I called Comcast that I actually have a 50 megabit connection. I didn't realize this. Well, that certainly changes how I use it now that I know that it's that fast, but of course other things slow it down, and it's not symmetrical. Whole other discussion, but anyway, I love how the cable companies, the cable companies are the bad guy here when it's the networks themselves that are responsible for the escalating cable costs every year. Because, you know, you look at the battles for retransmission fees, you look at the battles for like Viacom or whoever owns a bunch of channels, and when they're arguing with cable companies over how much they get paid, and that they have to have either all their channels or none. And so what you end up with is, the prices just keep going up because the cable company and my guess is that some of the overcharging and God knows what else may even be going on just to recoup costs, right? I mean, I'm not saying that Comcast is making a ton of money, so it's not like they're really down that much money in this whole thing. But, some of this some of what we see is, overcharging or whatever is exacerbated by the fact that the content companies have the cable companies over a barrel, right? The cable companies aren't going to, if they don't pay for content, we're certainly not going to pay them for service. So, and of course with all the different technologies for cord cutters and stuff, I mean, everybody's trying to squeeze every last penny out of this, this old way of doing things. And, eventually the whole thing is going to be a la carte and a lot of these cable channels that we have are simply going to go away because, I don't really want 500 channels. I just want like five television programs to watch and the rest of the, I don't care about channels. I'd care about, these couple of things to watch. So this, but the network's calling the cable companies out for being evil and charging too much. That's laughable because the networks are just as evil for charging as much as they are. And that's, but I guess it's all about the money in the end. And the only people that lose in this are the consumer, no matter who's at fault, right? I mean, there's a complicit game of, nobody's willing to blink in this bit. And, it's like, okay, well, and the moral hazard is such that they just say, oh, the consumers will pay more. Well, then that's what they do. And eventually somebody's going to blink. And if the consumers just tell the cable companies that they're done paying $200 a month for cable and either reduce or eliminate, then eventually somebody's going to blink and the costs will come down. But, unfortunately, we're not there yet, and we haven't, we haven't gotten to the promised land of content and how it's delivered and such. But but those of us who have chosen a different path will, we'll bring the cable companies and the content companies kicking and screaming into the future that we want. But it's going to take a long time, and a lot more pain and suffering and jacked up prices before things get where they should be.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.